Hallelujah. Actively pursuing the kingdom of God. Quite a number of years ago, my son, who was quite a bit younger at the time, had this wonderful racing bike. And he came to us, his mother and his father, and he said, "I'm going to do a 100-mile ride. And I'm going to go from Council Bluffs to Sydney, the Sydney Wall, and back and all of that, you know, 100 miles. And we said, "Fine." So we took him to the starting point where he took off with all of the bikers. And we left and went and did what we needed to do. And not that many hours later, quite a quick, he averaged 20 miles an hour on his bike ride. It was the last time that he ever rode the bike because he told us, he said, once he started riding and people started thinning out, and he realized that this one individual that was the older guy was the one that knew exactly where he was going and how to get there and how to get back. And Jim said that he didn't dare not keep up with that individual. And so that guy was in great shape and rode that thing, and Jim stayed right with him the whole time. But when he got back, yes, he had completed it, but he was so exhausted, he never wanted to do that again. I pressed toward the mark of the high calling of God in Messiah Yeshua. Follow me as I follow Messiah Yeshua. Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he said that he was going away. And Thomas goes, "Well, where are you going? How will we know the way?" And of course, Yeshua said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We were just in Boulder at the Run 10K. My son-in-law and my granddaughter ran in that. People dressed crazy, and it's a lot of fun, and the whole stadium was full. And after the run was over, they threw Kathy the keys and said, "Why don't you go get the car and get it all air-conditioned so that we'll be comfortable?" And we got lost. We asked the first person how to get there, and they told us a way that would have taken us 20 miles. We asked another individual. We kept asking people. People kept giving us different directions. Finally, we found a police officer, of which I thought, since he had such a nice, cool, air-conditioned vehicle, that he might give an elderly couple. I was trying to look very elderly at the time. Nah, he didn't do that, but he did tell us how to get back to our car. Well, by the time we got there, everybody was already there, and of course the car was not air-conditioned because we had the key, and they were all hot and everything. But we kept getting misinformation. Where are we going? What direction are we headed? I need to know. And of course, as somebody who's been in the pastorate, gone to Bible college, attended seminary, and gotten misinformation there, Now, this is all being recorded. And so then people that listen to this will go, hey, what did he say? Yes. In fact, you know, some of the things that I learned in Bible college needed to be thrown in the waste can. And a lot of what I learned in seminary, totally discarded. But I will tell you, God's Word is the direction. God is a God of covenant, and we see that He has, in fact, Yeshua at one point said, peace I give to you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And He was talking about the fact that there is a covenant of shalom that we find in the Tanakh. And that He is the one that ministers it. There is a salt covenant, and He talks about that. God has a covenant with the earth. He had a covenant with Noah, and a covenant with Abraham. He has a covenant with us. Actively pursuing the kingdom of God. I think all of us want to do that. We want to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Messiah Yeshua. I want to live in the kingdom and not in this world. I'm in the world, but not of it. Isn't that what Messiah said? In it, but not of it. The world hated me, they will also hate you. Those that are so friendly to you will turn you over to the magistrate and say, this is the individual that I worked with all those years, and he's so Jewish. In fact, he has Jewish friends. His good friend is this big Jew from Brooklyn. Guilty. You know, we look at people and we think we know them. We only know what they allow us to see. And we get all these advertisements, come over here to this congregation. We know where we're going. We have the map. And I dare say that most of the activities that I see, and the things that I hear, the songs that we sing specifically because they are songs that are written a specific way. I love what we read in the Word, songs of deliverance, songs that set you free. I want to do things not for the reason that all of the others are doing them for, but for the reasons that I find here in the Word. What does it mean to live in this kingdom? I went to John's Gospel and chapter 17, very familiar to all. And looking at verse 11, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. These are in the world. And I come to thee. Holy Father. Keep thou thine own name, whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. That they may be one as we are. There is a covenant that God has with us that is likened unto that which the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit have with each other. That they should be one, that they should be echad. Very similar to that which is in marriage. In fact, the Apostle Paul, talking about marriage, talking about the body of Messiah, talking about us, compares it to that. That we may be echad, that we may be one. Diversity, yet oneness. The Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Father. The Spirit is not the Father. The Father is not the Spirit. But they are one. And they are God. And it is one God. Without division. Not three gods. But one God. There is one Roger. Who is Spirit, soul, and body. My body definitely isn't my soul. And my soul definitely isn't my spirit. And my spirit definitely isn't my body. In fact, at death, you see those things in action. What is here in the building is a shell, is a body. But something's missing, isn't it? Something's missing. Not the same. That they may be one, that they may be echad, as the Father and the Son and the Spirit are echad, one. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. One. One. Verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Devar emet. Devar emet. The word of truth. The word of truth. Devar Torah. Word of instruction. Sanctify them through your word, your truth. The word. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they may be, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Are we all not believers here? He's praying for us. That they may be echad. That they may be echad, even as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one echad in us. That the world might believe that thou hast sent me. That when they hear me speaking, when Timothy at work hears me speaking and answering him, it's as if Yeshua was there answering him. I dare say that what we get in a lot of places in buildings with names on them, and a lot of them are firsts, first this and first that, is not what they would get from the mouth of Yeshua. But it should be that way here. It is becoming apparent that things are changing. There is a lot of change going on. We want to make our churches so much more entertaining. We want to make them more inviting. We want to have bigger screens, more entertainment, more technology, more of the things that will pull them in. But for what? Where am I going? What is it I'm supposed to be doing? What does it mean to really live in the kingdom of God? Yeshua preached the kingdom. I live in the kingdom. That's where I'm supposed to live. I'm in the world, but not of it. And he's praying for me. He's praying for you. And the glory which thou gavest me have I given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me. When you hear me, you hear Yeshua. Follow me as I follow Jesus. Where is he going? How will I know? And we expect that we should know, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfectly one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The God that we serve loves us, and he wants us to get it. You know, when I was a United Methodist pastor, boy, we thought a lot about self-esteem and how we needed to build that. And now there was a lot of things that I learned that I had to kind of unlearn. I remember that when Kathy and I made the decision to walk away from the United Methodist Church, it was because they came up with a divorce ceremony. And I thought, you know, I'm having a hard enough time doing these weddings, let alone having a ceremony for divorce. And it was a strange thing because when I was in seminary, one of the things that I had to do was deliver a message on divorce and remarriage. That was what I was assigned. And I got an A for my message. But it really caused me to think a lot about these things. You know, a lot of this stuff is because of man. Not because it's God's will, but because of man. So one of the things that I want us to look at this morning is the covenant that God has. He wants us to be one with him, even as he is one, that we might be one. It's a wonderful thing that somebody would talk to Nancy or Dan. They might and should get the same answer about the kingdom as they would get from Kathy and I, or Denny and Lori, or Nate and Dalma, or John and Mary about the kingdom. And that's good. There shouldn't be any division. How is it that I hear that there are divisions among you? Well, we're all of different opinions here. Yes, but you know, the kingdom is the kingdom. And Jesus himself said, you know, I'm leaving, but I'm going to send the Ruach, the Spirit of the living God, and he's going to guide you and lead you in emet, truth. Not just any truth, the truth of who we've been told is Yeshua. He's not only Derek, the way, he's also the truth, and he's the life. So what life do I want to live? I want to be one with him. I want to live his life. I want to live life in Messiah Yeshua. I want what he has asked and talked about that I might do in his word. That's what I want. I want that oneness with him. I came into this from the world, and I prayed, and I said, Lord, I don't know, and I'm a mess, and I need you, and now I've been told that now I'm in your kingdom, and I have no idea how to live here. No idea. How do I live in the kingdom? What do I do? How do I survive in the kingdom of God? You know, I'm used to the streets, used to living out there in the world. How do I make it here? What is it like to live in the kingdom? Well, when we start looking at the Word of God that is there to set us free, chapter 10 of Hebrews, look at this with me. Verse 24, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. In the kingdom of God, as part of this covenant that I have of being echad with him, I am supposed to be the kind of individual that provokes you to good works. Interesting mindset. He said, let us consider one another. In other words, I'm supposed to come in here. I'm supposed to look out there and say, wow, man, you know, I was always considering myself, my needs, what I shall put on, what I shall wear, how I smell, whatever. But now I'm seeing that in the kingdom, I need to consider you. And I need to provoke you to good works. Interesting. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. I know what we'll do, Kath. Let's just not go to church. Let's not go to service anymore. Why don't you and I just spend every week together and we'll have our own little Shabbat and we'll just have our own little service right at home, honey, just you and I, and because the rest of the world is such a mess. And you know, there's no perfect congregations. I mean, I know that. So we'll just be you and me. And we'll pray and we'll use the books and we'll do all the right prayers. And it'll be great. But it won't be the word. Because it said, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as is the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. How am I going to exhort somebody if I'm not there with them? Kind of hard. Exhortation in the kingdom. Well, the God that we serve, he exhorts. And he wants us to exhort. Wow, that's cool. What does that mean? And so, I need to understand that, don't I? It's like, you know, I came into the kingdom of God and all of a sudden I'm in class. And I got to relearn how to live. Because quite frankly, I never lived in the kingdom before. Now I'm in the kingdom. And in the kingdom, there are things that are different to me. Always before, it was just important that there was just Kathy and I. And we had children. Oh, now it's Kathy and I and the children. But no, he says, don't be thinking about that. Get your mind off of that. Think about others and get out there and exhort and be with others and be with others of like mind who are echad in me. And learn what it's like to live in the kingdom. Well, Philippians chapter 2, look at this. Philippians chapter 2, hallelujah. And verse 3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let us esteem other better than themselves. Others esteem. In the kingdom of God, there is others' esteem. Whoa, that's a biggie. If I'm going to live in the kingdom of God, if I'm going to actively be pursuing the kingdom of God, I've got to start learning about others' esteem. Well, forget all those worldly psychological courses on self-esteem and all these classes of bettering yourself. Now I'm others-centered. I'm centered on Messiah who didn't withhold anything but came and allowed them to nail him to a cross. And I'm supposed to follow his example and esteem others higher than myself. He that would be the greatest in the kingdom of God must be the servant of all. Service for the king. It's a kingdom, by the way, not a democracy. 1 John, look at this. This is so good. 1 John chapter 1, hallelujah, verse 7. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. If we're echad as he is echad, then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Messiah Yeshua, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we are echad as he is echad, whoa, like the wheel within the middle of the wheel. But in the kingdom of God, that's how it is. I need to actively pursue the kingdom of God that I might learn how to live in this kingdom. And how to be echad as he is echad. Hallelujah. John 15, the Gospel of John, 15th chapter. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you love one another as I have loved you. Now I need to understand, in the kingdom of God, there's this God kind of love that I never understood because I was living in the world and the world didn't understand the God kind of love. So now I'm in the kingdom of God and I'm actively pursuing the kingdom of God, and there's a God kind of love and I've got to know what it is. And I've got to begin to move in that kind of love toward individuals. It's more than just being a friend, isn't it? It's more than just going fishing with somebody. It's more than, what is it all about? What is it? What does it look like? What does it look like? I love the Apostle Paul saying that. Follow me as I follow Messiah Yeshua. What a big statement there. Hallelujah. Follow me. Follow me as I follow him. The things that he was doing, the things that were important to him, the things that are important to him, the things that he considered, the things that were considered by him, we need to consider, we need to deem important. and not what the world is doing, and not what tradition has brought aboard. Look at Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, look at verse 10 with me. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. I have a preference for you. I prefer you. Hallelujah. There's something about you. You're in the kingdom. I want to be with you. I want to spend time with you. I want you to know that I prefer you. You are important to me. We're in this. And at some point in time, that may become very important. 1 Peter chapter 4. And take a look at verse 9 with me. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Without grudging. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Use hospitality. Use hospitality. Wow, that's a good one. Use hospitality without grudging. How many of you have ever seen somebody doing something nice and you knew at the same moment they were begrudging? But they got to learn not to be that way, because in the kingdom we use hospitality without any grudging. I'm in the kingdom and I can be hospitable and not be all upset. Did you see what their children were doing? Bless God. Well, that's the last time I'll ever give them any. I tell you what, I had this car and the Lord moved on me and He says, I want you to give that car to this individual. And I said, well, Lord, you know, I've only had that car for 4 years and I bought it new. He said, well, that's okay. It's my car and I want you to give it to that individual. And I said, well, okay. So I said to Kathy, God wants me to give this car to, okay. So we gave the car to this individual. Later, I saw the car, and the person had left the windows down. It had rained. It had rotted the seats out. Man, this car, it just looked like some dog had lived in it, man. And I'm standing there, and I'm a mess. Hallelujah. And I'm grudging, man. I'm in the grudge right now, and I'm a mess. And I'm looking at this, and Lord, you wanted me to give. And this car was shiny, and it was. And said, it's not your car. It was mine to give, and I gave it. Just let it go. Let it go. Didn't you get the blessing? Well, yeah, a blessing showed up, Lord. I got the blessing. Sure, I got the blessing. Sure. The blessing, that was important. I got the blessing. Yeah, I got the blessing. Hallelujah. Let it go. And that hasn't just happened to me once. You know, sometimes He just kind of replays the thing to let you learn it over and over again. James chapter 5 and verse 16 says that we are to pray for one another. In the kingdom of God, there is prayer for one another. That in the kingdom of God, I don't have to beg you to pray. You are out there going, let me pray for you. Hallelujah. That is part of this covenant relationship that we have. Colossians chapter 3, and I'm going to end with this because this is so good. Colossians 3, 12 through 13. In the kingdom of God, living in the kingdom, actively pursuing the kingdom, He said that we should show forbearance toward one another. Forbearance, showing patience. Hallelujah. Well, if you're in the world and you're very impatient, and then all of a sudden the next day you're born again and now you're in the kingdom. Come on. Let's get it done, man. Hard for that to change. He says, now you're in my kingdom, and in my kingdom it's patience. He said, you know what? You know the word shalom. You can give me the definition of shalom. You understand shalom. No, you don't. You don't know what shalom is. Shalom. And I'm going, okay, shalom. Can they hurry? Can they just get... Can we get a fire built under them, Lord? Hallelujah. Showing patience. And look at it. Restraint under adversity. Restraint under adversity. Hallelujah. And then he takes you back to the Gospels and he says, now remember this. Remember, it's easy to love those that love you. What reward is there in that? Huh? Oh, it's easy to be nice to those that are nice to you. What reward is there in that? I say, Lord, this kingdom of yours is totally different than the world. It's not like the back alleys I'm used to. Hallelujah. But now I want to live here. And in your kingdom there is forbearance toward one another. Patience. Restraint. Slow to retaliate. The old man, and this happened to me, I was walking across the street, but a young man that I knew that I had problems with, he walked this way and he went like this, and I hit him right in the nose. That was the old Roger. And then he didn't do anything naughty, he just walked his way. And ignored, you know, holding his nose, but he was. And yeah, it's the kind of guy you want to be married to that's, you know, brutal and mean. Kathy's so glad the old man is dead. Long live the new man. Hallelujah. You know. But in the world, you're one way, self-protection. Hallelujah. Everything's about me and how I'm going to make it. And if I give this away, I won't have it. And why should I give you something that's mine? And God's saying, let it go. You have no idea what I have in store for you. Don't hit them. Love them. What if they hit me, Lord? Well, then you'll be able to forgive them. Wow, I'm not used to living in this kingdom. Hallelujah. But we, as leaders, are supposed to be teaching you and helping you to live in this kingdom. And we're supposed to be saying, follow us as we follow Christ. Hallelujah. And be echad, even as the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are echad. Amen.